Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love. Nevin.
Good morning.
How are you?
And how's been the excitement of Black Lion this month?
You know, and it's great. We're open now a few weeks, so we're up, well, up and running, it's the same goes.
Yeah, you're back in fully in gear and all that.
Thank God.
You are. Okay. So what are we doing today? What are you doing today?
I kind of like lovely soups. I'm going to do a minestrone soup, which is lovely and quick and healthy.
Okay.
And then a nice sweet potato coconut soup, and then some wheaten bread.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so a couple of little recipes for you. We'll start off with the minestrone soup.
Like, yes.
It's an Italian soup, and you're going to get some carrot, celery, garlic. You're going to fry that off. And what you're going to do, you're going to fry that off in a little bit of olive oil. So that's the base for the soup. So there's lots of nice texture in it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to blend this. I'm going to have a nice little bit of texture. So cube the carrots, cube the celery, and that just gives lovely.
But it is Italian, and they do like it.
They do.
As a lumpy soup.
Yeah, that's exactly
don't
it.
Don't they?
Yeah, and what to do, we're going to talk about pasta in a minute, because I'm going to put in a little bit of bronze dye spaghetti, which is a lovely little kind of spaghetti, so it is. So we'll make the soup, first of all. You're going to put up some tomato puree into that, some vegetable stock, and you're going to actually get a jar. Simply better do a really lovely tomato and basil sauce. It's made in Italy. There's no added sugar, which is interesting. So it's very, I love this word, it's a very clean product.
Mm.
And it's a sauce that I use a lot at home. I really like it, and my daughter likes it, Lucy, in pasta. So that's going to be the base for the soup. We're going to add in some vegetable, or you can use chicken stock into this. We're going to let that cook for a few minutes until the vegetables are nearly cooked. And then halfway through it, we're going to put in, see the size of your small finger. This is a good tip. If you break the spaghetti that size, put it in to the actual soup. So that's going to thicken it. It's going to cook in it. And that'll take about 10 to 12 minutes. So let the soup cook for about 8 to 10 minutes, then put in your pasta. And then when your pasta is nearly cooked, how do we cook it, Marty?
Al dente.
You know that better than anyone.
Well-known Italian singer.
We're going to put in our green beans, and green beans add lovely texture. Again,
good for you too.
Exactly, Marty. I cut them the same size of your little finger that I'm showing you here.
That's very good. We're very attractive.
Thank you very much. There we go. Show me the size of your wee finger. Oh, lovely. It's beautiful. A little bigger.
Yeah. I've been here longer.
Marty, okay, we'll let that simmer away for about 10-15 minutes. The pasta's cooked, the green beans will take a few minutes, about 4 to 5 minutes, and then we finish it with some butter beans in it, like a can of them, rinse them, put them in so there's lovely texture into that fresh basil, and then at the very end we spoon on some shop-bought fresh basil pesto, which is beautiful.
Lovely.
So
lovely.
It's healthy, it's quick, it's a lovely comfort kind of a soup that is just warming.
It is, yeah. It is, it's lovely. And crusty bread.
I like your style.
Am I right?
Well, we're going to talk about brown bread in a minute.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. We'll do that in a minute. We'll do the soups first. But crusty
brown
bread.
Brown bread, okay. Well, I would do crusty bread.
Well, I agree with you probably. Yeah. Probably you're right. Okay, you're right. Okay, I'll just throw out that recipe. Sorry.
Really?
But you're right. Nice crusty bread.
Yeah.
They could do ciabatta or focaccia in Italy, some kind of bread like that that you get in there and dip it in.
That's right.
This soup is great because, Marty, it's a one kind of a pan or pot dinner, lunch, and it'll keep for about 4 to 5 days in your fridge, which is great. Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
So the key is all your lovely vegetables. Them that tomato sauce, which I really like. It's a very clean product. I met the producer in Puglia. I didn't meet her in Puglia. I met her in Sorrento. And I've never been to Puglia, to be honest with you.
Neither have I.
I'd love to go.
That could be the first stop on this godforsaken tour we keep talking about. We had people on last week.
Go on.
After the program, said, it's absolutely right. You have to go on the tour.
Me and you together.
Me and you together.
We'd have some crack.
In the car. You get a Fiat Mirafiori.
But who drives?
No, but you do the cooking. I do the music in the various place.
There's something there, Marty.
I point out churches and say, there's a church and there's another one, because the church is everywhere.
Will you speak to your people? I'll speak to me.
I'm bored. Anyway, we could do that, and you could do the cooking, and I'd be there beside you talking about
some crack in Italy.
Pavarotti or something.
Oh, you'd love it.
Great crack.
In Verona.
Oh,
You'd know all the hotspots.
No, but Puglia we could start neither of us have been.
Have you ever been either?
No.
Oh, wow.
And I want to go to Puglia.
That'd be good fun.
It would appear to be beautiful.
Meant to be amazing.
Yeah.
Meant to be amazing.
Yeah.
Another
plus spot as well.
Wow.
See, already I'm doing your itinerary.
I like that.
Anyway, sorry, meantime.
So, that's a minestrone. We're going to flip over to the other page, and then we're going to talk about the sweet potato soup, which is ginger and coconut.
Okay.
So, sweet potatoes, you can do this with butternut squash. It works well with really lots of lovely vegetables, even carrots, because not everyone likes sweet potatoes.
No.
Are you a fan?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's okay.
Honesty is the best policy.
Marty, I love you, and you know that, and I love the honesty, but I get a lot of people coming to the cookery school because we do a chickpea, sweet potato, and chicken curry.
Okay.
And so many of them say, I don't like sweet potato, but in the curry it's really nice.
Well, I see, because you've other flavours.
Well, that's true too, and that's why we're going to jazz this up. But also, if you don't like sweet potato, butternut squash and carrots.
All right, okay.
So peel them, cut them into big cubes, a little bit of onion chopped. I'm putting leek into this, and then this is where the interest in flavours comes in. Lemongrass. Where do you get lemongrass? Every supermarket has it now. So it's about the length of maybe about a foot long, roughly.
Okay.
You kind of chop it up, or you can smash it with the bottom of a saucepan just to open it out. That's going to be put into the saucepan with a little bit of oil and all those lovely vegetables. You're going to put in some chilli. I'm using half a chilli. I'm being a little bit cautious. I'd probably go a little bit more than that, but half a chilli to seed it chopped, okay? So that's going to give a lovely bit of spice. Root ginger is a classic and a must in this. And a root ginger, peel it and grate it. That goes into the pan. Right. And then you're going to add in, tomato puree. You're going to add in vegetable stock and some beautiful coconut milk. Simply Better of a lovely one. It's a lovely creamy one. It's from Saba, the restaurant chain. They bought out this gorgeous coconut milk, and it is so gorgeous and creamy. Really excellent. It's good as you get it. Top quality. So that goes in there. Coconut milk, sweet potato, and that lemongrass. All those lovely flavours. Now, the one thing you don't do is you don't blend it with the lemongrass in it. So that'll take about maybe 20 minutes to cook.
You add it on later?
Well, no. The lemongrass goes in at the start, and then you take it out, and then you hand blend everything. Do you know what I mean? Because it'll just destroy your blender. The lemongrass in particular. It just catches.
Okay. So it does.
So that's a really good tip. So just to recap, sweet potato, you have a little bit of ginger, you have garlic in that. I'm putting in leeks, that's optional, I like it in that. And then putting in a little touch of chilli. Ginger is really important. You can put in garlic, I don't have it in the recipe, you can. Vegetable stock, or you can use chicken stock in this, and then finish it with the coconut milk. And you're going to have a lovely, silky, creamy, gorgeous, smooth soup that, again, that will keep in your fridge. And I'll tell you, a lot of kids would love this. And you're getting a lot of goodness. Chilli is good for your immune system, your ginger too, so there, it's kind of...
But you've all that, you don't need garlic
true.
As well.
That's no, I don't think so. I don't. You're actually
chilli
right.
And
yeah,
and
you're
nanny.
Right. There's enough in it.
There isn't.
So that's our two soups that can be made ahead. It's warm, it's comforting, lunch or a supper or anything like that. We'll quickly talk about the brown bread. Are we okay for time?
Sure, we are.
Brilliant. So this is a recipe, my mother's recipe, and it's the macneen. It's the one we make in the restaurant. You've met Marie.
Lovely.
Breakfast chef.
Of course, yeah.
Maria, she's fantastic, and she's been with us now nearly over 15 years. So she makes this. She wouldn't even need a recipe, Marty. She'd throw this in and put this in.
And she'd know teaspoons.
You're right.
Whatever it is.
It's the same every time.
Isn't that great?
So this one for your listeners is going to make 2 by 1 pound loaves. And it's a lovely recipe. So we're using strong white flour, okay? About a pound of that and the equal quantities of wholemeal flour. So a pound of each. Then into that, we're going to put in one, it's a sweet brown bread, to be honest with you, 1 spoonful of brown sugar. We're going to put in 2 teaspoonfuls of bicarbonate of soda. So you put them through a sieve. 2 teaspoonfuls of fine salt. And then into that, we're going to melt a little bit of butter into it that enriches it. Now, for the liquids, 1 pint of buttermilk. So you mix that all together, and a little trick that my mother used to do, she puts in also, as well as the brown sugar, a tablespoon of golden syrup. That gives a beautiful colour and sweetness to it. And I wish I bought you a loaf. I left it in the car. I'll go and get it after.
Come here to me. We were so blown away by the strawberries before Christmas. Come here to me. Golden syrup. Now, where would your mum have come up with that? Would it be just in her head, or would that have been passed on from her folks, your grandparents?
That's a very good question. I mean, my mum was a great cook and a great baker.
Yeah.
And I mean,
imagination, probably.
Well, that's true. And maybe she started off with the basic, with no sweetener in it, or no sugar.
So
maybe sugar.
Maybe this would be.
Yeah, work. Or some people put treacle into it. So she said, well, why not golden syrup?
Okay.
So this is one of the first things that I would have learned with her, with flapjacks and shortbread. So you mix that all together, Marty. And it's really wet into a 2 pound 1 loaf tin. Two by 1 pound loaf tin. Sorry to listeners. And then sesame seeds and some pumpkin seeds on top. That goes into a preheated oven, 200 degrees. Really important. And then what you do, that's going to take probably about 45 to 50 minutes to bake until it's beautiful and golden brown. If it's browning too much, don't panic. Turn down the oven about maybe 5-10 degrees.
Okay.
But this bread is gorgeous coming out of the oven. Let it kind of sit for about 15-20 minutes. Slice it. Butter on it, Marty. Look at you.
Oh.
Butter on top. And just on its own with a cup of tea, or a glass of milk, as you love. Wouldn't that be delicious? Yeah.
So that's the brown wheat bread, sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut, and the first one was minestrone soup with pesto. That's a lovely...
There's a nice mix there, isn't there?
Yeah, and midday, gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Wouldn't it be lovely midday?
Gorgeous.
You'd love that.
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
And the great thing about the bread, Marty, is that it'll keep for about two to three days. When it gets a little bit older, just toast it, or else you can just pop it into the oven, and you can make extra and freeze it.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's
very good. What we play... Do you remember 10cc?
No.
Have you ever heard of a band called
10cc?
10cc had a number of hits. One was called The Wall Street Show.
Okay, yes.
Which you don't know. Which you don't.
Which you don't.
I'm Not in Love was the other one, right? I'm just telling you, right?
Okay.
Rubber Bullets. So none of those are any use. But they have a song called... Life is a Minestrone.
Wow.
Like, not making it up. So it's Life is a Minestrone, 10cc, here we go.
I love it.
So it's RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, all the recipes are there. If you're going to be making the soup, meantime, 10cc to the microphone, please.
And I'm going out to the car to get your loaf of bread, okay?
Please, God.
I won't hold his bread.
I wait here long.